Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back, everyone. Brian Adams, the musical theme of the week. This is called Here I Am. From Brian Adams. Jillian King joins us on the hotline. She is a ninth grade English teacher at Wichita Collegiate, entering her 11th year there, 14th in teaching overall, and we are highlighting teachers on the show here for the next several weeks. Jillian, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. Your resume is obviously impressive. But I had to do a double take when you wrote to me that you received the Taylor Endowment several years ago and studied Shakespeare at Oxford University. That's exactly right. What I did when I was your age.
Yeah, I mean, what an opportunity. I mean, I tell people all the time, you rarely have the opportunity in your life to be at a place like Oxford and completely immersed in academia for a few weeks out of your life. It was just amazing to get to study in that environment.
So what is that experience like? What was the day-to-day like when you were over there?
You know, it's a teaching seminar program for educators, so people who have already spent a few years in education. So it's a great environment because you're involved with a lot of other people that have the same motivations and want to study the same subjects as you. But, you know, a day-to-day, you know, they take really great care of us. I mean, a very traditional English breakfast, lots of really great face time with, you know, the professors there at Oxford. Experiences at, you know, the museums, the Bodleian Library. We got to see a Shakespeare production in the park. But, I mean, they do. They keep you busy. There's homework every day and lectures every day.
So when I was in freshman English, we had an assignment. I don't remember which Shakespeare play it was. I think it might have been A Midsummer Night's Dream. But, you know, it's very difficult to get through with the language, the iambic pentameter, and everything like that. So for kids who may not have done that kind of advanced reading before, because it is offered in a lot of freshman classes, Shakespeare is, what are you hoping that resonates with them? Or what are you hoping that they achieve or come away with from having read Shakespeare and studied him?
Oh, and that's such a good question, because I think that we reevaluate that every year. Some of those older pieces of literature, what place do they still have in the modern classroom? And I think we're looking at themes across literature. You know, in ninth grade, we do a study of Romeo and Juliet, you know, a classic that most kids are familiar with, you know, the ending anyway, when they come to our classroom. And we want them to understand that those family dynamics, the struggles with friends, the ideas of first love, how those things translate to their day-to-day life, I think that really helps them to understand literature across all genres, that those kinds of themes really carry from piece to piece. You know, we've looked at it in a modern sense, really try to bring that, you know, sort of old English and that language into a more modern format. And really, honestly, I've had great luck with it. You know, every year I have kids that say, gosh, that was so much more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Jillian King is our guest. She teaches ninth grade English at Wichita Collegiate. Tell us about your indoctrination into becoming a teacher. Was this something that you identified as a desire early on in your life when you got to college? When did you decide, Jillian, that teaching was going to be something you pursued?
Honestly, I was not one of those individuals that knew they wanted to be a teacher right away. I actually spent, 2 years in college pursuing an entirely different major. And it wasn't until I ran into an old teacher of mine from high school. Jeff Roper was, my English teacher in high school at Andover. And he was a professor for an introductory education course at Wichita State. And when I saw him on campus, he said, I really want you to sign up for this class. This is what I always thought you would be doing. And I remember signing up and sitting in that class and thinking, gosh, why haven't I been doing this all along? I love to read. I love to work with students. I now am a soccer coach as well, which has kind of been a lifelong passion of mine to kind of help kids learn the sport and bring them to the game. And so teaching brought all of those things to me, to be able to work with the kids in the classroom and help them kind of achieve their academic goals, but then to also help them achieve their team goals on the field. It kind of married so many things that I loved.
Yeah, my wife is, I think, in her 10th year of teaching, and I just think that's crazy. It just because it seems like it's gone so fast. Do you feel the same way? I think you said 14 years in. Is it gone as fast for you as it feels like it has in our family?
It has honestly gone so quickly, and I know most people say that. The school years fly by with your own children anyway, but it really does. To think that now it's been 14 years, it really does seem like just yesterday it was my first year teaching, and I was trying to figure out all of these things and how to manage my lesson plans and my students, and now I turn around and 2 years ago, one of my former students was my 9-year-old's teacher, so it really has flown by.
We're talking with Jillian King as we highlight teachers and educators here on the show. You teach 9th grade English. I obviously did not major in English, nor did I receive a master's in English literature as you did, but I was a writer for quite a few years, so I paid obvious attention to the English language. Do kids today pay that kind of attention to the English language? When you have in a typical classroom, are your kids engaged?
I think you
That's
always
a terrible
have
question because obviously they're engaged, but do you find them to be enthusiastically engaged?
It all comes to that type of excitement at different times and for different subjects. I think obviously some kids are more motivated by math or science, by English, but I firmly believe that kids become engaged and they become really excited when they identify with the person that they're working with, the person that's teaching them. If they feel like I am invested in them, I think they become more invested in the content. I think they become more engaged in writing. I think they become more excited about the achievements and the successes that they're seeing in their writing and in their literature classes. So, I hope that's what I'm doing every day. I hope I'm getting them excited about it because I feel so passionately about who they are and helping them find their success.
Yeah, because it always made me sad and still makes me sad when somebody says to me, I don't like to write. I can't write. That's just not an ability that I have. And I think, I wonder why, because that's kind of a standard ability. But maybe I take it for granted. Do I?
Maybe a little bit. And, I think kids change too, kids find themselves so busy these days with so many other activities, and maybe, they have, activities and hobbies to do in their free time that we didn't have as much opportunity with when we were younger. I hate when a student comes to me and says, I just hate to read. I always tell them, you just haven't found the right book yet. You haven't found what it is that you love. And we're right in the middle of an independent reading project right now where our kids get to choose a book of their own, fiction, nonfiction. They're getting a little time to read on their own. They're going to get to kind of do an elevator pitch and kind of pitch it to their classmates and hope that somebody else wants to read it. And, I'm hoping, kind of like with writing, that they're going to find something that they really love when it comes to reading.
Yeah, that's I completely agree. That's one of the things about probably teaching English and just the subject of English in general is that, you know, you can find a book about anything you're interested in. You can find thousands of books about anything you're interested in. And hey, if you don't like writing essays, maybe you like writing short stories or poems or something else creatively. I imagine you probably use that to your advantage quite often.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, some kids love to write personal narratives. They could talk all day about their own experiences. Some people, you know, some kids that makes them, you know, really uncomfortable, and they are much more inclined to, you know, poetry and short stories. And I think that's the best part about ninth grade English too, is, you know, you're getting them right at a point in time in their life where they are figuring out what they love, what they're passionate about, what they're interested in. And so I get to give them so many different kinds of opportunities and experiences, and I get to be there when they find the things that they really love.
Jillian King with us from Collegiate High School. So to sum it up quickly, we're looking at 2020, obviously a different year than any of us have ever encountered. How is it most different for you, Jillian?
Oh, gosh. I mean, when we were told on March 13th that we would not be coming back and seeing our students in person, and then when we found out that that was going to continue all the way to the end of the school year, I think that it was a real opportunity as an educator to think about what kinds of lessons am I preparing? You know, what am I giving my students, and how does what I'm doing right now, how is that going to translate to them if they are behind a screen and that's the way that we're seeing each other? So I think that any good teacher right now would tell you that it's, you know, a real opportunity to consider how you can best reach these students, how you can revamp the materials and lessons that you've maybe been using for years. And that's the difficult thing about sort of a hybrid format, because we have some students in person with us right now, some that are, you know, at home and online. So how do we integrate them and make them feel a part of the classroom? But yeah, I found it to have sort of reinvigorated my classroom as well, because I've got to try out a lot of new things, you know, new forms of technology. And I've had the opportunity to get a lot of feedback from my students, what they like, what they don't like, and what's working for them. But, you know, we're trying, and we're trying new stuff every day, and we're making it work.
Well, we can sense your passion for teaching. We certainly appreciate everything you and all the other teachers are doing, and we thought it was important to talk to teachers and get a firsthand accounting of why they teach and how they're getting through the challenges that everyone is facing this year. Thanks for coming on the show, Jillian.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. That's Jillian King, ninth grade English teacher from Collegiate. Tomorrow we'll talk to another English teacher. He teaches high school English at Derby, Ed Belson. He also has an interesting story. And I'm really enjoying doing these teacher interviews. If you have someone you want to suggest, please send me a message on Twitter at Bob Lutz or Jeff at JLutz82. We're going to do this for a few weeks and see how it goes. But so far, it's going great. We're enjoying it. Cardinals lead. After losing 18-3 last night.
They did?
Yeah. A game that included Yadier Molina getting hit on a catcher's interference call, and then somebody from the Brewers dugout apparently chirping something that Mike Schilt took exception to, and he went over and let him know he didn't appreciate it. So he got a one-game suspension today. But old Uncle Charlie out there toiling away.
Those Brewers are better than you think they are.
Well,
they're not a fun team to play.
They're not a fun team to play, but we win this one. We're 2-2 in the series with second game of a doubleheader this evening. And you got Wainwright out there just working his tail off to get it done.
Proud of the old man.
He's had a remarkable year.
He's a good pitcher.
Well, but he's 39 years old.
I understand that, but that hasn't necessarily been a disqualifier for whether you can still be a good pitcher.
You said the opposite of that so many times on this show.
I don't think so.
We'll be back in a minute with more contradiction. Now, well, actually, our final moments of a Wednesday show. Stay with us.
KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.